Trouble According to Humphrey, Chapter 4, The Great Cage Catastrophe. The sun melted all the ice that Sunday afternoon. On Monday, it was cold and windy. March comes in like a lion, Dot had said, and she sure was right. I shivered in my cage, despite the heavy blanket that Seth put over it, before he and his mum took me out to the car. Being chilly is one thing, but a lion can be big trouble. Was trouble brewing its way towards room 26? The answer is yes, yes, yes. I just didn't know it yet. It was warm and cosy back in the classroom. I tried to tell Og about my weekend at Seth's house, but Mrs. Brisbane had to shush me. During the spelling test, I was so busy watching Seth that I didn't concentrate as hard as I should have. Seth did a lot less fidgeting than usual, and I noticed that when he started jiggling in his seat, he glanced over at me for a second and settled down. Good job. I marked my test and was shocked to see that I'd only got 79%. Sayer, as usual, got 100%. I'm not sure what Mark Seth got, but he was smiling. Whatever Mark Art got, it must not have been good because A, he wasn't smiling, and B, the teacher asked him to stay in during break. Everybody knew what that meant. Then we had a surprise visit from Mr. Morrells, the head teacher. He's the most important person at Longfellow School and a personal friend of mine ever since I spent a weekend at his house. Mr. Morrells always wears a special tie. Today, his tie had colourful little houses all over it. I hope you don't mind me dropping in on Humphreyville, he said. I've heard so much about it, I had to see it for myself. He strolled past the tables, admiring the houses and the street signs, and ended up near my cage. I can't think of a better name than the one you've picked. Thanks, 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 I squeaked. As usual, it came out squeak, 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 and everybody laughed. You're just in time for the next phase of our town building, said Mrs. Brisbane. Today, we're all going to get jobs. I heard gasps and murmurs around the room, and my mind was whirling. Mrs. Brisbane already had a job, being our teacher. I had a job, being the classroom pet to help students learn about other species, as Ms. Mack said when she first brought me to room 26. You can learn a lot about yourself by taking care of another species, and it was true. Now I shared the job with Og, but I sometimes wondered whether there was anything new for my friends to learn now that I'd been in the class for a while. My mind was spinning a bit too fast, and I missed some of what Mrs. Brisbane was saying. Something about people in the community contributing by doing specific jobs. She'd already started writing names of jobs on the blackboard as students called them out. Teacher? Police officer? Firefighter? That's what I want to do, Garth said, aiming an imaginary fire hose at AJ and making loud squirting noises. Garth? Mrs. Brisbane used her warning voice and kept on writing. Doctor? Nurse? Dentist? Who needs a dentist, joked Kirk, folding his lips over his teeth so he looked completely toothless. Gail giggled, but Mrs. Brisbane ignored them both and kept going. Shopkeeper, farmer, builder. You left out one job, said Mr. Morrells. Head teacher, and I'd better get back to my job before Mrs. Brisbane gives me a new one. Everyone laughed as he left, and the list making continued. When things quieted down, the teacher made her own suggestions. I think we're forgetting a few other important jobs in the town. People to keep the electricity going and run grocery shops and police stations. Car washers, said Seth. Car dealers, added AJ. You can't wash your car until you buy one. All these interesting jobs had my head whirling. I dashed into my sleeping hut and quickly wrote the list down in my secret notebook. I'm grateful that Ms. Mack gave me the little notebook and pencil when she first brought me to room 26, before I met Mrs. Brisbane. After Ms. Mack moved to Brazil, she came back to visit and brought me a brand new notebook, although I worry about what I'll do when I fill up this one, so I write extra, extra small. Finally, Mrs. Brisbane said, I think we have a good list here. Now I'm going to assign jobs for Humphreyville. The room was in an uproar as students called out the jobs they wanted. I'll be a firefighter, said Garth. Mandy frowned. I don't want to clean the dirty old streets or wash dishes. Mrs. Brisbane smiled. These aren't exactly the kind of jobs you're going to have in Humphreyville. These will be classroom jobs. based on the real jobs in the community. She walked over to the map, which was pulled down. Here's the list I've made up. She rolled the map up, 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 and behind it, on the blackboard, was a chart with a whole list of jobs I'd never heard of before. Are you paying attention, Og? I squeaked to my neighbour. We're going to have new jobs. There was such a loud buzz in the room. Mrs. Brisbane had to say, shh, then class, and then quiet now, before everyone calmed down. Listen carefully, please, she said. The jobs will rotate on a weekly basis. So whatever your job is the first week, you'll have a different job the next week. If you don't get the job you want the first time, you'll have another chance at it. You'll be marked on a point system. You'll get 10 points for doing a good job. I'll add extra points for doing an especially good job and subtract points if you don't do a good job. Understand? Heads nodded yes around the room and a few hands shot up. Mrs. Brisbane called on Mandy. If we like our jobs, why can't we keep them? Said Miney in her whiniest voice. Because I think you'll learn more by switching around. Mrs. Brisbane turned and began filling in names next to the jobs listed. Pencil Patrol, Heidi Hopper. Paper Monitor, AJ Thomas. Door Monitor, Kirk Chen. Blackboard Eraser, Gail Morgenstern. Energy Monitor, Art Patel. Line Monitor, Saya Nasari. Plant Technician, Richie Rinaldi. Table Inspector, Mandy Payne. Animal Keeper, Miranda Golden. Teacher Assistant, Seth Stevenson. Homework Monitor, Tabitha Clark. Name after name, job after job, each one sounded more interesting than the next. Imagine erasing that blackboard at the end of every day, or being Mrs. Brisbane's actual assistant. I was especially thrilled that Golden Miranda was going to be in charge of Og and me, because she takes such good care of us. But not everyone was happy. Hands were raised. Kirk thought that being the door monitor sounded boring. Heidi wanted to know what a pencil patrol person did. When she heard that she had to make sure the students had sharp pencils when they needed them, she didn't complain. Mandy, on the other hand, did complain. When she found out the table monitor was supposed to make sure everybody's workspace was neat. I don't want to clean up somebody else's mess. Mrs. Brisbane explained that she didn't have to clean up the mess. She just had to give a student a written notice saying that their workspace needed straightening. If someone's table didn't get straightened, she would report that student to Mrs. Brisbane. It's an important job, the teacher explained. Mandy seemed satisfied. Any more questions? Mrs. Brisbane asked. Art slowly raised his hand. What's the energy monitor job? At break, lunch, and at the end of school, you make sure the lights are turned off to save electricity. When everybody comes back, you turn the lights on. That sounds easier than being a table monitor, Mandy argued. Don't worry, the teacher replied. You'll all switch jobs at the end of the week. Okay, we'll start this afternoon. When it was time for break, my friends put on their coats and rushed outside. Pay attention, Art stayed behind as Mrs. Brisbane had requested. Once my classmates had cleared out, she went over and sat down next to him. In her hand was Art's spelling test. Art, about this F. My heart pounded. Art got an F. F as in failure. F as in flunking. F as in family being really cross if you bring home one of those on your report card. Art, I know maths can be a problem for you, but you've always done better with your spelling. What's happened? Art stared down at the table and shrugged. I messed up. Did you forget to study? I forgot. F as in forgot to study. You've been forgetting a lot lately. What's on your mind? Art shrugged his shoulders again. I don't know. I just think about stuff I like. Mrs. Brisbane examined the elaborate house that Art had built, the one with the train tracks going through it. Stuff like building this house? Yeah, I like building things. And you're good at it. Look, I know you can do better than this. If I let you retake the test tomorrow, will you study for it tonight? Otherwise, I'll have to let your parents know about this F. Art perked up. I'll study tonight, I promise. Mrs. Brisbane pushed back her chair and stood up. Don't disappoint me, Art. Tonight, what are you going to do? Study. He sounded convincing to me. Good, the teacher said with a smile. Now, why don't you get your coat on and go out to break? Art didn't waste any time before grabbing his coat and dashing out of the room. After he left, Mrs. Brisbane stopped smiling. "I hope you do study art," she said softly. After school, I stared at the job list I'd written down. Good thing I had too, since Gail was such an excellent blackboard eraser that Mrs. Brisbane had to stop her before she erased the list of jobs. On the other hand, Art had not exactly been a great energy monitor. He left the lights on at the end of the day. I wished he'd paid more attention. Usually, I would have been glad the lights were on so I could study my notebook. But I had something else in my mind. I turned to my neighbour. "Og, can you hear me?" I heard the faintest splashing of water. At least I knew he was listening. "I've been thinking about this job thing," I squeaked. The splashing got louder. My small hamster voice couldn't be heard over the noise, so I opened my cage. My cage is locked that doesn't lock. It looks like it's locked when a human closes my door, but I can easily open it from the inside. No one knows about it except Dog, thank goodness. I couldn't have helped my friends and had so many adventures without that good old lock. I scampered over to Og's house. Our friends have helping kinds of jobs, like taking care of us. Even if we can't erase the blackboard or turn off the lights, there must be something useful we can do. Boing! Og jumped up alarmingly high. Mrs. Brisbane didn't even think of us, so we're going to find jobs of our own. Real jobs like turning off the lights. Boing, 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 boing. Og jumped up even higher. Good, you want a job too? Is that what you're saying? Boing, 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 boing. My froggy friend was quite frantic, which was certainly unusual for him. I didn't realise that he was actually trying to warn me till Aldo hurried into the room, pulling his trolley. What are the lights doing on? A waste of energy, he grumbled. My heart was thumping so loudly, Aldo could probably hear it. I couldn't let anyone discover the secret about my lock. I madly dashed back to my cage and almost made it too. But it's hard to stay ahead of Aldo. Hey, buddy, hold on there. His big hand reached down and picked me up. What are you doing out of your cage? This classroom could be a dangerous place for a small fellow like you. Somebody could have squashed you or something. He gently placed me back in my cage and closed the door, checking to see that the lock was firmly locked. It seems okay, he said, but just to be safe, I'll give you some extra protection. He searched round until he found a large paperclip, which he straightened out. Then he bent it round the door of my cage. Eek! I squeaked. I was really locked in now. Aldo stroked his moustache thoughtfully. Somebody must have left your door open. I wonder who took care of you today. He thought for a minute, then took out a piece of paper and sat down to write a note to Mrs. Brisbane. I'd better tell her that whoever was supposed to take care of you didn't do a very good job. I swallowed hard. Golden Miranda had the job of animal keeper and no one took better care of pets than her, even if she personally owned a scary dog called Clem. No, 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 I squeaked, trying to make Aldo understand that he was making a big mistake. Not Miranda. For once, Aldo didn't get it. I know, pal. It must have been pretty scary out there. Mrs. Brisbane will take care of it. He folded the note and put it back onto her desk. My stomach was bumpy and jumpy, the way it feels when I have to ride to school on the bus. Aldo finished cleaning and ate his supper. But I was so upset. I wasn't even interested in the carrot he offered me. Aldo got up and pushed his trolley towards the door. Lights out, guys. Got to save that energy. After he left and the room was dark again, I squeaked to Og. Thanks for trying to warn me, Oggy. Next time I'll pay more attention. Boing, boing, he replied. I've got to get over to Mrs. Brisbane's desk and throw that note away, I told him. He twanged in agreement. I went right to work on unbending the paperclip. I used my paws, my teeth, ouch, and even my tiny pencil. I wiggled it, jiggled it, pushed it and pulled it. But by the time the sun came up, I was still locked in. I'd failed Golden Miranda, a person who would never do anything to harm me. The same does not apply to a dog, however. No wonder Mrs. Brisbane didn't give me a real job. As a classroom hamster, I deserved an F for forgetting to pay attention to everything I was supposed to do. Employment picture bright for Humphreyville. Students start a variety of jobs today. the Humphrey Herald.